Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Joe, floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Hang on just a minute. Okay, Joe, my name is Karen Phillips. And somewhere along the line, you guys have lost my account, even though I'm paying every month. And the girl that I was speaking to said I had to prove that I had an account with you. Well, the last payment was October 30th. It was being paid through PayPal. And when I called and changed everything over last week, I had told the girl that I wanted to change my payments to a different bank. I didn't want to use PayPal anymore, and I had the Desert Financial, and I wanted to change my email, and I was trying to change my payment due date. And she said she couldn't change the payment due date. I would have to cancel my subscription the end, you know, like the 15th or 16th of the month, and then resubscribe. I want everything on. I'm trying to get everything where it's paid out on the 16th of the month, because that's when I get my Social Security check. I get it between the 8th and the 14th of the month, so I pay all my bills on the 16th. Well, I tried to go into my account. You guys don't have me in there. They can't find me anywhere. Yet today I got an email from the editor at, I know, I was talking, just a second up. Okay. Hang on just a minute. I'm going to try to pull that one up.
Okay, what's your last name, ma'am?
Phillips. Phillips. I used to live in Big Lake, Minnesota.
Phillips.
Just a minute. My name is Phillips. Phillips.
IPS. And what is your zip code?
My new zip code as of September 1st is 85541. And that was changed last week. But you don't have me in your system.
All right, let's see here. All right, what was the other zip code that you have?
54017. Yeah, Cyber Week deal. Save up to 60% on any classes from Craftsy. I got this today at 1:09 p.m.
Where's your email address?
Now, the email address you sent this to is Pony Polar. P as in Paul. O-N-Y, as in yellow, P as in Paul, U-L-L, E as in elephant, R, 01@gmail.com. Just wait a minute. I'll take you out in a minute.
All right. I'm not able to find anything with that either. Give me one moment.
Well, how can they be emailing me?
Well, we're probably just emailing you, ma'am, trying to get you to sign on with Craftsy.
Just a minute. Here, this email was sent to ponypolar01@gmail.com by editor@email.craftsy.com.
Give me one moment, ma'am. All right, let me see here.
Now, she did request that I have to show you guys proof of payment. Well, I used PayPal up until just recently, because I canceled my PayPal account. So that's why I wanted to have my payments changed to my credit union down here in Arizona.
All right, ma'am, let me
This is a mess. This is an absolute mess. I've got a ton of classes in there.
Okay, now, ma'am. Now, with the email address that you just gave me, I don't see any classes under this email address.
I have classes. I've been a member for probably 8-10 years. I was a member of Craftsy, then I was with Blueprint, then I came back with Craftsy. I've been with you guys for years.
Do you have another email address?
My very first email address I ever had was one. It's really crazy. And the name of it, it's Showtime, but time was spelled T-Y-M-E. So it's I-T-S-S-H-O-W-T-Y-M-E, and that was at hotmail.com. So you know how long ago that was.
Ma'am, are you saying Showtime, S-H-O-W?
Correct.
Then T-Y-M-E.
Yeah, but the beginning of it is I-T-S-S-H-O-W-T-Y-M-E.
At Hotmail.
Yeah. So the name of it is, I know when I say it's Showtime, people don't put the it's on the front. It's has to be on the front.
Okay.
I-T-S-S-H-O-W-T-Y-M-E.
All right, give me one moment. Now, I did find the Pony account, but I didn't find any classes up under that account.
Yeah, because I pay $8.39 a month. I was paying $8.39 a month through PayPal.
All right, give me
PayPal's been taking that out of my Wisconsin Credit Union account when I was living in Wisconsin. I moved to Arizona September 1st, and that's why I'm trying to get all this stuff straightened out, and it's turning into a massive cluster. Because I wanted to get in and I wanted to see what you had for quilting classes and stuff, because I used to do a lot of, I'm starting to do a lot of quilting. I used to do a lot of sewing. I mean, I've got a book full of Craftsy classes I've printed.
Okay.
You know, that I paid for. Some I paid for, some were free.
All right, let's see here. Okay, now it's Showtime at hotmail.com. I'm not able to find it at all.
Well, see, I changed it to Pony Puller.
Oh, so and what day did you change it?
That was long. Okay, then, now here's what the whole thing, here's where it gets confusing. But then from Pony Puller, I changed it over to, I changed the name of my business. My business name was It's Showtime. I changed my business name to Showem Customs, and that was S-H-O-W, E as in elephant, M, Customs is C-U-S-T-O-M-S, 99, at gmail.com.
So then you changed it again from the Pony to Showem Customs 99 at gmail.com.
I can't remember if I did that one first or if I did the Pony Puller. But anyway, those were the email addresses I had with Craftsy.
Give me one moment.
My old address was 655 Norwood Lane in Big Lake, Minnesota. And then I moved to Wisconsin, where I lived for 6 years. Now I've moved to Arizona. So when I originally got Craftsy, I was living at 655 Norwood Lane in Big Lake, Minnesota. And I can't remember the zip code for them.
All right, ma'am. I'm not able to find. The only thing that I was able to find, I was able to find an account with the pony one. That is the only one that I can find. But now when I look up under the pony, I don't see any classes available at all.
And I have I've got a whole book full of classes here that I printed out from you guys. I've
yes,
got
ma'am.
Classes. How can we get this rectified?
Well, I can put in a ticket, ma'am, letting them know that you need to find your account.
I have to find my account. I want to change my payment.
Well, we have to
method.
Find the account first, ma'am,
right.
Before we can
I know.
Change the payment method at all.
Yeah,
we
I know.
We can't even
that's
find the account.
You know what? Last week, they found the account. So when that girl worked on my account last week, she did something and wiped me out. Because she found my account and we worked on changing my email address to my new one now. And she told me I could not change my payment date. It was not allowed. There was no way Craftsy could change my payment date. That I would have to cancel my Craftsy subscription and then resubscribe on the day I wanted, you know, reactivate it on the day I wanted to come back on.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here.
I mean, I spent, I bet you 45 minutes with her, and she went through all the emails and she did find one. And I'm thinking it was the pony puller that she found.
Yeah, I mean, I found it, but I just... Okay.
No, honestly, I've been with you guys for damn near 10 years. This is, you know, and...
Yes, ma'am. Well, this is what I'm going to do, ma'am. I'm going to put in a request, but now the one that I'm going to have to go with is going to have to be Pony Pillar. I mean, Pony01 at gmail.com because that is the only one that I can find at the moment.
Okay, and then do they have an address or anything for me on there?
No, I'm not able to find you in my main system. I found you in another system.
Well, see, and I gave her my new address because I'm here down, you know, because I had to walk her through the address because I'm down here in Payson, Arizona.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Jesus, Clemens. I'm going to ask them to give me a couple months free when this is done. This is ridiculous. And it's not your fault. I'm not mad at you. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, what's your first and last name, ma'am?
Karen. K-A-R. E N.
And your last name?
Last name is Phillips. P H I L L I P S.
All right.
And I was paying for my subscription through PayPal. And PayPal used the It's Showtime email. And then they had Pony Puller as an alternative one. I had the two emails with PayPal. So PayPal was paying, I mean, Craftsy would have to bill PayPal every month to get paid. So So it's got to be in the system someplace.
All right, so I'm going to put in, and you also said that you had classes as well.
I've got classes in there, sewing classes. I think there was a few quilting classes, craft. There was craft stuff, you know, because I wanted to make, I made table runners. I've got all sorts of copies of table runners that I run for my classes. I mean, I've got a big three-ring binder full of craftsy classes. So they're in there. I had the free ones and the paid ones. It's too bad you couldn't go in by the name and then find it and find how many Karen. I know, I'm sure you've got a, you know, more than one Karen Phillips, and break it down that way.
All right, ma'am. Now I put in a request for them to locate this account because I'm not able to find you in the system now again. As I don't see any classes or anything on this account. I did notate also that you stated that you did, in fact, had some
I can take
pictures classes.
Of the, you know what? If they want proof, I can take pictures with my phone of my craftsy book and all my craftsy classes. And again, and I have to prove, the other thing they said I had to do was verify that I actually had an account with you. It's through PayPal.
Okay. Well, now, if
and
you
that,
can... if you can email us that information, that would be wonderful, ma'am.
Yeah, and they used the they were using the email of It's Showtime. Okay, where can I mail? Where can I email that to? And who do I make it attention to?
You could just, I mean, any of us can get it. Send it to Craftsy. At program-director.net.
Okay, at program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M, hyphen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's after that?
Program, I mean, craftsy at program, hyphen, director.
D-R-E-C-T-O-R.
.net. And that's what you need to do. Now,
I'm gonna
now before this was ponypuller01@gmail.com, did you have another email address?
Yes, I had that. It's Showtime.
Hold on one moment. Let me put that in the notes. The customer.
And that's the one that PayPal was using was
also.
It's Showtime.
Changed her email address from. All right, what it's Showtime ITS SHOWTYME.
Yep.
It's Showtime at hotmail.com.
Yep. Hang on just a minute. I'm going to do something here. I'm going to pull up my PayPal again. And I'm going to make sure. Just a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
And this I want to make sure I got this email right. That's ITSSHOWTYME@hotmail.com.
Right. Hang on just a second. It's screwing around here. I love these phones, so and so, 01 login. Yeah, it's showtime@hotmail.com.
Okay, so you changed it from it's showtime@hotmail.com to ponypuller01@gmail.com.
And I also had... now that I'm thinking about when I was talking to that girl, She said, I think she said it showed up under the other email. I've had three emails, okay? Then it showed up under the Show 'em Customs 99.
Okay.
So I'm going to have all three of those emails there. Those are the three emails I would have had with you. But when I called last week, I changed her to the new one since I've moved here. And I was going to, and all the other ones are to be wiped out.
All right. Okay. Well, now I did put this in, ma'am, this ticket in. Okay. So they're going to work on this and they're going to try to figure out what's going on. Okay.
Good enough. And they'll call me back.
Well, if they don't call you back, they will definitely send you an email to let you know that it's being resolved, and we're going to get it straightened out for you, okay?
Sounds good. I know they're going to send the email to Pony Puller, because that's where you send the emails to me.
Yes, ma'am. So, that's the one that is, because I told them that you changed
it.
Hang on just a minute.
I'm going to check something out here.
Okay.
Hang on just a minute. I'm going to check something out. I'm going to see... Oh, here it is. From Craftsy. It says, this is my info. Okay. Okay. Oh, I sent you an address. I sent you an email back on November 27th. And there was two emails. Okay, what was the other one? This is frustrating. My info. Here's the email I sent you guys to Craftsy Customer Service. I said, this is frustrating. My info is as follows, and I gave it all. This person I spoke with said she found my previous email address of showemcustoms99@gmail.com, and she changed it to my new email address of carefree2020@gmail. She also updated my address. I pay a monthly subscription fee. That was sent to you guys on November 27th.
You said carefree. That's one as well.
That's my new one. That's my latest one.
Well,
that's
you didn't give me that one. What is that one?
K-A-R-E. P-H-R-E-E 2020@gmail.com. I gave it to the girl I was speaking to earlier, and she said there's no record of it in there.
Yeah, I can't find that one either.
Okay, I've got this email here. How can I get this email directly to you?
You can just forward it to us to that same email address that I gave you
a moment ago. Just a minute. I'm going to put it in here now. CRAFTSY Craftsy at PROGRAM - Director, director .net. I'm attaching. We'll get up here. Okay, just a minute. Craftsy at program that, oh, come on. Craftsy@program-director.net. I'm attaching that email I sent to you guys on the 27th of November.
Okay.
I just mailed it.
Okay, ma'am. We will get it. And also, I did put in that ticket for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
Just a minute here. Time. Okay, here it goes. 3-4. Whitney was the girl I spoke with. I just got it here. I found the other actress. Thank you for contacting us. She says, I was not able to locate a membership with the email address of Carefree or show them. Please forward your full name, mailing address, zip code, and alternate. So that's what I did. And that was Whitney from Craftsy.
Okay. All right, man. Well, I put in that request. I put in that ticket, and hopefully we'll be able to get this resolved for you, okay?
Okay, and the girl that helped me before, that where all this got all messed up, was Whitney.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, that's it. I think I drove you nuts enough already.
No, ma'am. You're fine, but we're going to work on it for you, okay?
Well, let's get this thing straightened out, because I really like Craftsy, you know? And
yes,
I can
ma'am.
I can pull it up on my TV, and I can watch it, and it helps me so much on some of the different things that I do. And now I can't get any of my classes that I paid for.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're going to get it straightened out for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're
hope
welcome, ma'am.
You soon.
Yes,
take
ma'am.
Care. Have a good day.
You
okay.
Too.
If
there's nothing else, thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You be blessed and you stay safe and healthy, ma'am.
You take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.